The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is a PSA as we get closer to St. Patrick's Day and people are starting to make corned beef, Raven.
Okay.
I had a terrible, terrible, terrible experience with corned beef yesterday that I want to tell you about because I feel like other people may make this mistake too, and I don't want them to have to go through the pain and suffering that my husband and I did.
You know, corned beef is one of my wife's specialties. She's very good at it.
Okay. Does the spice packet come with her corned beef?
I think that there sometimes is, but she has a recipe too, a couple different ones. It involves mustard seeds, a whole bunch of different stuff.
So here's what happened. I have never made corned beef ever in my entire life.
Oh boy.
My husband has said to me that I need to try cooking new things. I explained to him that maybe he should try cooking new things. That's a conversation for another time. I'm trying to find things that I can make easily, like in a crock pot where I can set it and forget it, right?
Sure.
So I'm like, oh, I'm at the grocery store and they start putting out the corned beef because you can really only find corned beef in abundance around this time of year.
It's true, and it's only on sale certain times of the year. If you tried to find it another time, it's actually quite pricey.
So I found it. It was inexpensive, and I bought it. I go, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make corned beef. I quickly go on my phone. I look up a recipe for the crock pot. Sold. I get home. In the recipe, it says the spice packet will always come with the thing.
Oh,
so
boy.
I set it up. I start doing it. I do the potatoes, the onions, the carrots. Okay. I put the water. I pour the beer, and I'm looking, and I'm like, there's no spice packet in here. There's no spice packet. I don't know if I found the only corned beef that didn't have a spice packet. It did not.
Oh, boy.
So I tell my husband, we're going to roll with this. I'm going to go to the grocery store. I'm going to buy the spice packet. Well, sure enough, I go. And you know what? It's not close enough yet to St. Patrick's Day that they're selling the spice packets. There's no corned beef spice packets. So I'm a smart girl, right? Let me just look up what ingredients belong in the corned beef spice packet.
Give it to me.
There are so many ingredients that I've never heard of in my entire life. Mustard seeds, peppercorns, anise seeds, whole cloves, cardamom pods, bay leaves, ground coriander, crushed red pepper flakes, ground ginger. I started collecting all of these things, not exaggerating, $55 of spices in my little tiny basket.
Spices are up too. I know that. COVID, man.
And I was like, there's no world. There is no world that the one day a year that I make corned beef, I'm going to buy $55 in spices.
So you just left it to cook with beer and that was it?
And I took some spicy mustard that I had left over from 4th of July and I poured it right on top, right?
How'd it make out?
It wasn't good. It wasn't good at all. So if you're getting ready to cook for St. Patrick's Day and you're going to make your corned beef, A, make sure you either have cardamom pods, whatever that is, or the spice packet is included.
Plan accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of whiskey would cover it up, too.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. Alicia, what's been happening? Anything good?
We have clean clothes, so that's exciting.
So what happened with the washer-dryer install? Raven was all stressed out about it.
And I had to throw him out of the house, and they left the washer and dryer in the front yard.
The people delivering it?
Yeah.
So what? Why? That's what he said. He's like, Alicia threw them out of the house. I'm like, what?
It was the craziest set of circumstances I think I've ever been a part of when it comes to a home delivery.
It's a difficult install. It's not cool. Like, they're in our bathroom, and our bathroom is small, and it has to go up a flight of stairs, and it's not easy. And the guy came up, and he's like, oh, no, that's not going to fit. And we're like, yeah, we measured it, and there used to be one there, so we know it's going to fit. These are actually smaller. We had every excuse in the book, Anna, and my husband said something to him, and he was like, sir, don't be ignorant. And I was like, that's it. I was like, get out of my house. you're not going to talk to my husband like that in my house. Get out of my house. Just bring the stuff upstairs and get out of here. Nope. They tried to take it, Anna. They tried to take it with them after 3 weeks of not having a washer and dryer. I literally had to throw myself over the washing machine so they wouldn't wheel it away.
It was insane. The craziest. I haven't looked, but it has to be on our Ring camera. And it was just,
oh, I videoed the whole thing.
When she pulled out her camera at one point, I felt like I was about to be canceled for something. It was so nuts. And like she said, like, I mean, it's not an easy job. I could see that. Fully prepared to tip the guys. We tipped the guys who came the week before and brought us the wrong units and put it together the wrong way, and then had to come back and pick it up.
Yeah, but they didn't call you ignorant.
No. And even then, when he said it, I was like, all right, man, just leave the washer and dryer right there. And he did. He wanted to take them. Yeah. He knew it would hurt us.
Not for nothing. But you know I have a history with that company.
I do.
And you know that, I mean, I ended up suing that company for what happened to me and won.
We're not going to name the big box hardware store because the truth is that that's the delivery company,
it was the
not
the subcontractors.
That's
and
right.
The same thing in my situation. Yeah. It was the contractors that they hired to come do my install that were the problem. It wasn't the actual company itself.
They came and rectified it. They sent us two dudes, a very young dude and an old, like, retired dude. So I still ended up having to carry the washer and dryer up the stairs.
We put it in and took it out three times in one day. So that was also awesome.
The final time that we put it in, we went to fire it up and it made a terrible noise. Mm-hmm. It had shipping bolts on the back of the washer. We had to take the dryer back down again.
Four people, nobody read the instructions, and the first thing it said to do was put it in its location and remove the shipping bolt.
Same thing.
We didn't do that.
I mean, what a nightmare.
Yeah, and my son was working, and nobody could help lift the thing, so it was me. It was me and him, and it was miserable, and I'm never doing it again.
We'll sell the house. That washer and dryer go with the house.
Well, they always go with the house usually anyway.
Well, they're staying. Yeah. I can guarantee you that.
All right. So otherwise, how did he do as a husband, though, like throughout this entire ordeal?
He wasn't very nice about it. I'm like, I'm literally holding a dryer. You know, I'm a girl. I'm holding a dryer all by myself right now. Well, you hook up the stuff to the back of it, and you're not being nice.
It's a frustrating weekend. It's a rough set of circumstances.
So what kind of grade would you like to give Raven based on this?
I mean, he got it hooked up, Anna, and we have clean clothes. That's great, but he wasn't very nice, so he's getting a B.
Oh, I'll take that B.
Oh, I feel like that's like a gift. No, you should just take it, wrap it up, put it in the washer and dryer.
Happy Valentine's Day. That's
taking
your gift.
B and getting out of here.
Have you ever been bribed or been offered a bribe? Raven got asked for one and didn't even know.
It was crazy. So we're having our new washer and dryer delivered. And immediately, as soon as they walked in, the guy did not want to do the job. All right. And so he says to me, I can only install the things that are on my list. It has a stacking kit. It's a stackable washer and dryer. I had to get it from another store because it was on back order for 3 weeks from them. I said, I got the stacking kit right here. He says, no, sir. You don't understand. It's not on my list. I can't touch it, but I want to work with you. Says that to me like 3-4 times. The only thing he didn't do was do that thing where you rub your fingers and your thumb together and go, where's the coin, and put his hand out.
Maybe he should have done that because you were just confused and didn't understand what was happening.
I was blown away by the fact that he didn't want to do his job from moment one. If he had been clearer and maybe, you know, named a number, maybe we could have negotiated. But I'm not just going to pay you extra on top of doing, you know, your job. I was going to tip you.
All right.
So, I mean, if the tip that I was going to give was somewhere in the realm of what you were looking for in between those greedy fingers you were going to hold up in front of me, then maybe we could have negotiated.
Bribes are weird.
I didn't know.
So weird.
Right, because it's inferred or implied, but it's not actually directly asked for.
And it's always so shady.
Yes.
You know, that like you don't know if it's real or not, and you don't want to embarrass yourself if it's wrong.
That's right. The only
time we ever bribed anybody, and it wasn't even me, it was my friend Melissa, and we were going to a club, and there was eight of us, and we wanted to get into the club, and it was packed, and the line was really long, and Melissa walked up to the front to the bouncer, and she had $100 in her hand, right? We all had chipped in. And she, like, handed it to him, was like, can we get in? And he took it, and he, like you know, motioned for us to come.
Yeah.
And then he goes, you're eight girls walking into a club. You thought I wasn't going to let you in? But he still took the money.
Of course he kept the money.
I'm so dumb. Like, we didn't know.
The only most direct bribe I've ever experienced in my life was with the federales in Cancun. That's it. The police are very forthcoming about what it is they expect if you've been in the middle of some trouble in the middle of Mexico.
Still feels so dirty.
It does. 100%.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Ray. Raven, do you ever deal with a bribe situation?
My children on a regular basis.
Oh my gosh, I bribe my kids too. I never even thought about that. What do you bribe your kids for?
Everything. I mean, like, put your clothes on, go to bed, take a shower. If you do this, you can have this.
I feel like the 70s and 80s were such a different time. Mm-hmm. Parents didn't care about their kids' feelings. You'd be like, I'm bored. They'd be like, so what? Yeah. They'd be like, go outside, run around. I don't want to do my laundry. Well, I guess you just won't wear clothes then.
Right.
I'm not hungry. Well, guess you're just not going to eat anymore then.
It's just different now because it's like with my older one, my 13-year-old. It's like if she's I'd be like, can you clean your room? She's like, I don't feel like doing it right now. I'd be like, do you like your phone? Do you like it? Because mommy will take it right back.
That usually feels that old school.
But like, I don't know. I guess that's a bribe. You know? Do you like technology? If you want to continue, then you'll clean your room.
I'll continue to power it.
But my little one, I make bribes all the time. Mommy will take you to the playground if you please have 4 bites of this potato.
Oh,
like, you know,
gosh.
All things like that all the time.
What's that going to look like when she's a teenager?
Bribes feel so shady and weird, right? Don't they?
I think that setting makes a big difference, right? If you're expecting a bribe, it feels like a cool little secret.
I don't know.
But if you're not expecting it, it's like, what? Wait a minute, huh?
Yeah, Raven was basically asked for a bribe by a guy that was doing work in his house, and he didn't even understand. He was confused by the whole thing.
I was blown away by it. I mean, you were already paid to show up here, man. Yeah. Just do the job at this point.
Did you ever bribe somebody? Did you ever take a bribe? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Anna and Raven.
I'm from Zimbabwe. It's a third world country in Africa, and there was always a constant need to bribe the police after running away from them, because they would always try and stop you to obviously get money, but every now and again they would catch you.
So, I mean, what were they stopping you for? Were you a law-abiding citizen mostly and they were just stopping you for nonsense? Or were you actually a gangster in Zimbabwe?
No. I did everything the right way, but they just were always on the lookout for money, you know.
Yeah.
Like, unfortunately, in like a lot of third world countries, they don't have the resources, so they need to find them in other ways, which is very sad, but, you know, that's what it is.
It's really crazy to think about that it's like that. Like, what would be an appropriate bribe? Like, if you ran a red light.
I could tell you that when Jordan peed on a hotel in an alley in Cancun, it cost us $189.
Wow.
It cost us every dollar we had left on us after leaving Senor Frogs.
That's insane.
Don't urinate at 4 a.m. after leaving Senor Frogs.
Depending on the scale of the offense would kind of determine the bribe. Like a speeding one was around $20 to get you off.
Oh, that's a bargain.
And therefore makes it feel somewhat less illegal. Anna and Raven, when's the last time you got bribed or bribed somebody?
I actually bribed somebody this week. A hostess at this restaurant. It was Valentine's Day, and I didn't make any reservations because, you know, I thought it was like Monday, whatever. You know, it's going to be quiet. I go there. There's like no room. So I just, you know, slid her like a 50 spot. Then all of a sudden there were tables available. So
nice. You know what I hate is after you immediately question whether you gave enough or too little. You know what I mean?
If you gave enough.
Like
or
if
not.
They said no to the 50, you're like, oh God.
Yeah.
Like you want to throw up a little bit, right? Because then you know that they're gonna ring you up. If you drop the 100 and they immediately say yes, you're like, dang, could I have got away with a 20?
Right. I hosted, you know, my dad owns restaurants, so I spent most of my young life hostessing at the restaurants.
Right.
Do you know nobody's ever tried to bribe me for a table?
Oh, you feel left out.
But, you know, it would be like long waits, too. I would tell people 90-minute wait. You know, like, it was long waits. Nobody ever once was like, I'll give you a 20 or I'll give you a 50 and if you move me up on the list. I think, like, for me, I would never have taken it anyway, you know, because I would feel guilty that I would have to bump somebody down. But, like, it would have been nice to have been offered once.
Yeah, right? Because if they offered one time, that person would have known you could be taken.
And then I would have said to my dad, Daddy, that guy offered me, why didn't you take it? You should have taken the money.
Right.
We got to pay for your college.
And Ann Raven, who'd you bribe?
I bribed a security guard at a Linkin Park concert like 10 years ago. And they let me right backstage, and I got to go right into the meet and greet and had a great old time.
I mean, that might have been 15 years ago, but who's counting? Right. But good party. I mean, they were probably going to let you in anyways. If you're a chick that's desperate to get back there, they'd be like, okay. But how much did you pay?
I think it was like $150.
Oh my gosh, you gave him every dollar you had in your pocket?
I mean, if you're a huge Linkin Park fan.
I love you, Justin! I love you, my Chanel!
I will say, at the
this concert, the team was really friendly, and so they had like food and snacks and drinks back there, so I didn't have to pay for any of the stuff.
Well, she got some free chips. Yeah,
right. You hit the green room after. That was good. Hit catering.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 What's that thing that drives you nuts? This is your shot to just get it off your chest. 1-800-330-9999. You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Raven, if you've been texting your friends since 5 o'clock this morning, trying to convince them that you got to have an afternoon cocktail because it's National Wine Day, but internally you're conflicted because it's also Margarita Friday... And you don't know which route to go?
I think you could probably have both.
That's all I need to know about you. Absolutely not. Margaritas and wine don't mix. Not in my book.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean.
unless I want to not be able to function tomorrow.
I mean, there's always today and tomorrow. I mean, it's just a fake day made up on a calendar is what I would say. But okay.
All of it is fake. Margarita Friday is fake, even though I made it up. Right. And National Wine Day also fake. But things that we should celebrate nonetheless.
I mean, you're an adult. You can have a beverage whenever you want to. Mm. You know, we are adults too. And we can make the decision of whether or not we want to support this kind of craziness that's going on here. Kanye West. Announcing yesterday that he is going to start his own streaming service to release his next album so that people can pay $200 to be on the streaming service to listen to this album. When is it going to stop?
No, Raven, I don't even
want to. Why can't we stop this?
I'm going to be as honest as possible. I don't want to talk about Kanye West anymore. I'm tired of talking about him. I'm tired of, like, the bandwidth to like have to discuss his nonsense. Like, I am so over it. Like, I used to, it was like clickbait. Like, oh, what crazy thing did he do? And now it's like, I don't care. Like, leave Kim alone. And I'm not even a Kardashian fan, but like, I'm just so over it.
I told you, I've come around to that way of thinking too. I'm just like, wow. Always make sure your security is on hand.
Oh,
seriously.
I just don't like it.
It's getting out of hand, man.
If we're going to talk about celebrities, all I need to know about you. How about Kelly Clarkson filing to legally change her name to Kelly Brienne?
What?
Yeah, so she would like to be called Kelly Brienne now. She says that after her divorce, this is the new her. And she doesn't want to be known by Kelly Clarkson anymore. Isn't that...
I thought Clarkson was her maiden name.
It is her maiden name.
Well, wait a minute.
She says she doesn't identify as Kelly Clarkson anymore. She identifies as Kelly Brienne. And I have to be honest, like, whatever makes you happy. And I'm a big Kelly Clarkson fan. I love her.
Sure, but it seems weird.
Right? Because does that mean, like, when I talk about her now on the air, I have to call her Kelly Brienne? Because nobody's going to know who I'm talking about.
I feel like it's like when Kobe Bryant got another jersey number. Right? Like, you're cashing in is what you're doing right there. All right, Kelly Clarkson, that's what you're doing.
No, it's Kelly Brienne.
Well, I'm going to need a t-shirt that says that now.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know. Do you want to know what irks my nerves?
What?
What irks my nerves is when someone asks you a question. Once you answer the question, then they rephrase the same question over again to ask you it again. That really irks my nerves.
Well, you didn't answer the way you wanted.
That infuriates me. They need to listen harder or better. Fix whatever's wrong with their brain.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about, Raven.
Yeah, yeah. They want me to answer the way that they want me to answer. And I already gave them the answer the way that I am prepared to give them the answer.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes, that is the truth. Yes, yes. I totally agree.
Yeah, and they usually slow down when they repeat the question as if you're an idiot and you didn't hear the question. I heard your question. I answered your question. Exactly. Open your ears.
Yes, yes.
God, I feel better just getting this off my chest.
Seemed like at the beginning of the pandemic, we were like, no, it's totally cool for the kids to be on their computers all day long. Like, we want that. It helps them socialize.
I thought I was having a flashback. I do remember that, right? All of a sudden, all the rules were off. Whatever it takes to survive this thing, they need it for their mental health.
Yeah, now, not so much. Jason Nagata is the assistant professor of pediatrics at the University of California. So, Jason, we handed them these laptops and we're like, okay, now school is going to be on this computer. How do we break the screen habit when they've become so dependent on them?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think we're all struggling with that, both for our kids and for ourselves, really. The American Academy of Pediatrics actually used to have specific limits, and they recommended that kids should be on their computers or screens for less than 2 hours a day, but that's just not practical anymore. So now the recommendation is develop a family media use plan. You know, every family has different needs, has different media use things, you know, different schools have different requirements. So there's not really a one-size-fits-all answer anymore. But there are certain tricks and tips that can be implemented for each individual's household if it works for you.
Is it like treats? What do we do?
Right? Snacks.
Like treats, yeah. Snacks, bribes?
Bribery.
What are we doing?
Cash.
Yeah, well, some possible thoughts would be to talk with your kids and family about having screen-free times. Another good one is right before bedtime, because we do know that the more sort of exposure to screens and lights and activation right before bed, it actually can disrupt your sleep cycle.
I have one friend who the chargers are all out in the hall. So that, like, I mean, I know my daughter does it, too. It's like the minute they go into their room, they kind of like go under their sheets and they have their phones and then they can plug it in, whatever. But if you need your phone to charge overnight, now it's outside your room. And that's another way to make sure they're not on their phone at nighttime.
Well, it's an easy place to count, I would imagine. Right. So let's say that we're trying to do these things, implement these things, but they're still getting past the barriers there. What's going to happen 5-10 years from now? What are the big downfalls that have happened of this new behavior?
Well, while there are some shorter term studies showing that it can disrupt sleep and, you know, there can be mental health consequences. I think we've all seen like the Facebook files and how exposure to Instagram can, you know, worsen young people's body image and potentially lead to eating disorders. You know, I think that screen time, it's not all universally bad or good. It's just a tool and it's kind of how we use screens, because the reality is that screens aren't going to go away for our kids. Like, they're going to need to have computer and digital technology skills to, you know, make it through school and the workforce. We can't completely ban them.
You know, you mentioned earlier that like 2 hours used to be the recommended time for screen time. It's funny because when I get the update every week from my iPhone saying, oh, your usage was down from 5 hours and 20 minutes a day to 4 hours and 40 minutes. I'm like, say what? Look at me living the green life.
Yeah, but I mean, that's not like a real thing. It's still nearly 5 hours.
But, like, what would you say is a healthy recommended time a child should have access to screens? And maybe for adults, too.
Given the complex work and school needs of screens, there's not a one number answer. But I think it's more like the recreational time that we use, not so much what you're doing then, but also what you could be doing with that 8 hours or the additional time instead.
Jason Nagata, Assistant Professor of Pediatrics at the University of California. Thank you, Jason.
Thanks so much for having me.
So the video's on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven if you want to go see it. But during the Rams parade, a photographer fell off the stage and fractured her spine while taking pictures of them. And he was taking a picture of Matthew Stafford, who's the quarterback, and his wife, Kelly. Now, she falls hard. And it's interesting to watch because Matthew turns around. Hmm. You see him mouth, oh, my God, and walks away. Kelly, his wife, sprints to the front of the stage,
yeah,
to make sure she's okay, and like stays down there and makes, you know, and like, and make sure she's okay, gets the help she needs like somebody else would do. And as I was watching this, I was like, this is so interesting, because there's two kinds of people. When you watch somebody that falls or hurts themselves, mm-hmm. there's the person that immediately wants to get out of the situation, and there's immediately the person that wants to go help.
Well, listen, it wasn't like it was the three of them standing there, right? There's a whole mess of people, hundreds of thousands of people, and Matthew Stafford has been having beers this entire parade route there. By the way, dispensed by his wife, who's playing bartender on this parade route. I mean, it's his job to keep the party going, all right? He's the quarterback, and what is he supposed to do? Is he supposed to dive to the front of the stage at that point? By the way, how come you don't know where the back of the stage is?
Raven, did you watch the video?
If you're engrossed in a photo, you're taking photos and whatnot. Like, I mean, you got to pay attention. Know where the edge is. Know where the ledge is.
The poor woman fractured her spine, but the good news is that the team is covering all her medical bills. But they set up a GoFundMe right away, and she made more than she was asked. She's okay. She's fine.
What is this
She's
nonsense, fine. By the way? I mean, I'm sorry that you got hurt and you fell, but, you know, come on.
This past weekend, and ever since I had my ACL meniscus surgery on my knee 7 weeks ago now, I take the way people fall differently. Because for me, and when I used to like laugh when people fall, which sounds terrible, now to me it's terrifying because I know like the damage that it can do. Like,
right, if you fall now with your rebuilt leg, you may not get back up.
Ever. Like the doctor said, she's like, if you fall, she's like, you're going to have a problem. So now I'm like so cautious all the time. Every time I walk by Raven, I say to him, don't bump me.
It's the craziest nonsense.
Well, because I'm afraid. So this past weekend, we were out to dinner for Valentine's Day, and we were walking back out to the parking lot, and this woman tripped, and she fell right in front of me.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to describe my reaction. Where normally, I think I might have been a Matthew Stafford because I've been like, oh, she's embarrassed. Let me just like look away.
Keep walking, right? Yeah, like, act like you didn't see it. Unless you hear her like moan from the floor.
Right. tears came to my eyes, and I hobbled to her as quickly as I could, and I was like, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" And she looked at me, and she was clearly embarrassed, and she's like, "Oh, I'm fine, I'm fine."
Yeah.
And she had her teenage son with her, and her teenage son, of course, is annoyed that mom is on the ground.
Yeah, and drawing this attention.
Mom,
pick it up here.
And like, she moved away, and then she like sat like on a bench, and I'm like, "No, she's hurt." Like, she was just so embarrassed by the situation. But what do you do when you see somebody fall like that?
Well, I mean, I had an opposite situation this same weekend. I raced an older woman to the front door of a candy shop, and she got blown over, and she wanted to act like it was my fault, but it wasn't my fault. It was her fault. I mean, you got to watch your peripheral.
Why were you racing an older woman?
Because I knew that we were all going to the same chocolate shop, and I did not want to get stuck behind people that were like, maybe I want one of those. Maybe I want one of these. I had a limited amount of time to get the shopping done. It's cool. I let her step in front of me in line inside the store, and when we walked out, I was like, can I hold the door for you now so we don't go barreling over? And she said, you just had to race me to the chocolate. I said, I'm not going to deny it, but you knew what you were doing. She was blocking me, Anna.
Like I said, she was blocking me. There's two kinds of people. The people that help, and there's the people that say, oh, my God, and turn away. Yep.
Well, I'm like a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Yeah. They are going on tour, and it's the queen herself, Monica Aldama. She's a coach of the Navarro Cheer Squad and the star of the Netflix hit docuseries Cheer. Monica, I'm just wondering right off the bat, have you ever considered a 41-year-old mother of two who cheered in high school to make Matt?
You know what? Anybody can do anything they set their dreams for. So, I mean, I say do it. Give it a try.
I mean, I love your positivity, but you're a filthy, filthy liar.
Right. When I saw that Cheer was going on tour, I was like, oh, my gosh, that's awesome. I need to go. I need tickets. And then I was like, but I don't really know what that means. What does it encompass? Like, what is the show going to be?
Well, you know, it's going to be an opportunity for us to take something that we absolutely love and that we're so passionate about and put it on a platform where we can entertain people without the stress of a competition. So really, it's just, you know, we're going to take you on a journey of cheerleading and entertain you and tell you a story and make you laugh and get out of your seat, you know, maybe even cry. Who knows?
Monica, let's say I'm the casual dad, right? My daughter insists we've got to go to the Cheer live show. You just said audience interaction. There is no chance whatsoever that I'm being pulled out of the crowd and getting on a balance beam, correct?
A balance beam? I really have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't know what else you guys use for props. I get it, the pyramid and all that stuff. But, I mean, other than that, there's no chance, right?
I mean, there's always a chance. We definitely will have some interaction. But I think it's, you know, it will be for the people that want to interact. We would never force anyone. It'll be fun, though. And there won't be a balance beam. That's a little bit more gymnastics. But we'll have some fun stuff.
Just so you put things in perspective here, Monica, Raven is my co-host, and I have two male producers here. I try daily to get them to do a basket toss with me, and they all flat out won't do it.
Sounds like I'm going to end up in HR.
I would say that might be a little bit more on the dangerous side, the basket toss, but I bet y'all could do something a little less scary.
All right, Monica. Well, we're excited for the tour. You can head to cheertourofficial.com to see where they're coming near you. We have a speed round of questions. Just answer them as quickly as you can. There's no right or wrong answer. Sound good?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. Do you still call those jumps herkies, like the hard one that you have to master with one leg up and the one behind?
Yes, it's still called, we don't really do them very often anymore, but it's definitely called a herky.
In the 90s, they were the jam.
They retired it with the dinosaurs. How do you feel about me using CGI in my demo sizzle reel to apply for the show?
I mean, whatever works for you.
Yeah, if it wows them, it wows them.
Yeah. Do you believe in the curse of wearing white uniforms now?
No, I don't. I try to tell the team we've won and we've lost in all colors. There's no fear.
Ever seen a compound fracture in competition?
No, not a compound fracture. I've seen some other things that are not fun to see.
If I don't want to go full out, but I want to go like semi half out, can I still make Matt?
No, never.
Oh.
Who's your favorite? The flyer, the front spotter, the back spotter, or the base?
Or Morgan. Is Morgan your favorite? Just tell me the truth.
I don't have favorites. My favorites are the people that work the hardest.
So okay. It's the base then.
The base. If I can meet you in Daytona next year, can I casually jump in the ocean with you guys so Netflix can film me in slow motion while I celebrate?
Of course, it's a public beach. You're welcome anywhere.
All right, if you want to see Cheer for yourself, you can check out their entire tour lineup at cheertourofficial.com. Monica, it was great to talk to you. I'm a big fan, and I can't wait to see you guys live.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I love you, Anna.
I mean, she says it so sweetly.
I love you, Anna.
But she's calling you by your name.
She calls me Anna. It's my toddler, Dakota. She's wow. three. I'm like, you call me mommy.
That's right.
I call you Anna.
Right.
I'm like, that's what other people call me. I call you Anna. I'm
trying to show you how that she's grown.
Yeah. And then she tries, like, she's so manipulative.
I love you, Anna.
Like, I'm supposed to just let it go because she's telling me she loves me. Oh, man, what is it, that thing that drove you crazy this week? Whether your kids are human or they have four legs or whatever, we want to hear and let you have that margarita. For me, Dakota has been a handful this week.
Hmm.
One, she wanted to sleep with her Valentine's Day balloon all weekend, all week. She wants to sleep with the balloon. And the problem is the string. Because
yeah.
what do I think? I think she's going to choke herself. I think something terrible is going to happen.
Right.
You would have thought that I told her that she can't have water or food. She was having a nervous breakdown every single night. So then I had to stare at her until I watched her finally fall asleep and then get the balloon and remove it from her grasp and get it out of the bed. Oh,
that's
and
funny.
Yesterday she was sick, had to bring her to the doctor, and sure enough, put her on antibiotics. And I just... Is there anything worse than getting your kid to take those antibiotics? It's disgusting.
Yeah.
I don't care if they flavor it or not. It is the most nasty thing to get them to take.
And my little Baxter, who had his teeth done like 2 weeks ago, had like 12 teeth pulled. He's doing better now, but he's back to that thing where he only eats where mom's in the room.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so I can't feed him.
Yeah.
12 pounds, and he's just manipulating the entire household.
What did you do this week to earn your margarita? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
Oh, boy. I agreed to a two-night sleepover for my daughter and her girlfriends. My wife was like, yeah, that's totally cool. And now I remember why. It's because she's not going to be around. She's working. I'm on daddy duty for 2 days with these eight-year-olds, and there's like four of them.
A two-night sleepover is the absolute worst thing ever, I think. Who says okay to that?
It sounded fun at the time.
Yeah, well, you can have all the tequila you want, but you got to wait till after those 2 days
right,
are over.
Till they leave.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you do this week to earn your margarita?
Well, I made 18 Valentines for my son's kindergarten class, and I received an email last Sunday after the Super Bowl and everything, you know, we're all in bed, that there can be no treats, peanut butter treats specifically, in the Valentine's, and I'd already taped Reese's peanut butter cups to every single Valentine. And this is after, like, you know, making a mess, cleaning it up, and I was back to square one.
Well, you know, as a parent of somebody with a severe peanut allergy,
I want all those peanut butter cups, though.
Right. In Dakota's Valentine bag, she's my three-year-old, there was a Reese's peanut butter cup.
What?
And, yeah.
Did you put it in there in a spacesuit?
No, I didn't put it in there.
You let her carry it in there?
No. No.
Oh, this is another kid.
Another kid.
Yes.
She came home with it.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, luckily that my nanny is my babysitter is very, like, she knows. So she knew, like, the minute she got in the car, she grabbed the bag and she went through it. But, like, it could have been dangerous. It could have been terrible.
Sure.
I feel like, I don't know. I hate that because it's like, well, you should know better because you shouldn't. But the teacher and everybody in the class should know at that point to send peanuts to school.
Well, she should email you before Super Bowl Sunday.
Exactly.
10 o'clock the night before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, give a heads up.
If they gave you that warning a week before, that would have been one thing.
And then I was like, who sent this home with you? I'm looking at the Valentine.
Like, you're going to go knock on their door?
I'm trying to, like, decipher the three-year-old handwriting on the Valentine.
Well, that flipped, man. You know, you would have never been that person until here you are.
No,
wow.
Never in a million years that I thought I'd be the crazy peanut mom. Here I am.
You can always let us know what you did to earn your margarita this week. 1-800-330-9999.
Five questions, one great prize.
Today, we're going to talk about strangers.
Can you think like a stranger?
Because we never talk to strangers.
Here's Anna and Raven.
Why don't we all say that together? We never talk to strangers.
Hi, Amy. Today, we're playing a very simple game for a very cool prize. You can win a week's worth of groceries by matching one answer with a stranger. It's called Think Like a Stranger, all right? We're going to introduce you to somebody we met on the street. Match one of their answers, you're there.
All right, great.
All right, Amy, let's meet today's stranger.
Hi, this is Frank, and you're listening to the NN Raven Show.
All right, let's learn a little more about Frank.
Frank, what do you do for a living?
I'm a smart home installer.
All right, why is my home stupid, and how can you make it smarter?
Your home is stupid because you don't have enough capitalist companies listening in on your business, and we can make it smarter by getting those capitalist companies in your house.
I mean, wait a minute.
What is he even talking about?
He works for the man, but here he is rebelling against the man? Oh, gosh.
I didn't even understand what he was saying.
All right.
All right. All right, Amy, match one answer to Frank's, and you're going to win these free groceries. Here are the questions. What is the most attractive sandwich meat?
Roast beef.
Number two, how long does it take to fly around the world?
36 hours.
Can you say your phone number backwards without hesitating?
No.
True or false, monkeys are smarter than pandas?
True.
And number five, how many pennies are there in one Bitcoin?
I have no idea.
Amy, I think you had great answers, I have to say. And that sounds like a lovely wind chime behind you.
Is that good luck wind chime?
That is nice.
I was like ready to fall asleep. Yeah. I'm like, that's relaxing.
Let's see how you did.
What's the most attractive sandwich meat?
Corned beef.
Why?
The stank?
Usually when I think about corned beef, I don't associate it with the stank, but all right.
I'm sorry, that's a miss.
Yeah.
How long does it take to fly around the world?
It depends on whether or not you're using your arms.
I mean, valid point.
This guy right here.
All right, not a match.
Say your phone number backwards without hesitating. Ready, go. Go.
No.
That's a match.
Oh,
yeah.
Look at you.
There you go, Amy.
All right. Your right of refusal. Showed you the way.
Yeah, so we just gonna hook you up with these free groceries, but let's keep going.
True or false? Monkeys are smarter than pandas.
True.
Another match. There we go. I don't know if that's true or not. I'd have to do a little bit more research
on
the brain.
I bet you it is. Pandas are supposed to be dopey.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, they're so cuddly, though, but I heard they're vicious.
Oh, yeah. No. They're cuddly until you get close, and then they'll eat you.
Oh.
How many pennies are in one Bitcoin?
I don't know. 4.4 million?
Well, that wasn't a match, and I'm not sure if that's accurate or not. The truth of the matter is I couldn't even tell you what a Bitcoin equals to.
Either way, Amy, you've got a week's full of groceries.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations. You won. Thanks for listening to the Anna and Raven Show.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Henry and Jane. Jane, let me start with you. What's going on?
My husband and I have been arguing about this for weeks, and I need somebody else to chime in on it. We have an 11-year-old son. He received monetary gifts for Christmas and his birthday. So this is the money that he was gifted from family and friends to do whatever he wants with it. He decided that he wanted to buy a pair of Yeezys. Now, I was horrified when I found out how much these sneakers were, but I made him a deal. He said he had $300 from Christmas and his birthday, and the shoes are $400. And he's been begging and, you know, really wanting these shoes. And I said, you know what, buddy? I'll put $100 to it, and you're going to spend your money on what you want. My husband hit the roof. So upset, angry at me. Angry at me, saying, you know, how could you do this? How could you agree to allow him to buy these shoes? They're too expensive. He's going to grow out of them. Like, back and forth. And I said, babe, look, this is something that he wanted. This is what he wants. It's his money. Let him do whatever he wants with it. He'll learn his lesson. I mean, once the money's gone, it's gone. You know, maybe for next time he'll pick something else. But this is what we're arguing about. Am I the one that's wrong?
Wow. What do you think, Henry?
$400. For one pair of sneakers that he's going to grow out of in 6 months. Like, it's just not worthwhile investment in any way. And for him to save up all of his birthday money, all of his Christmas money, and then come to mom and say, I want to buy these sneakers. I don't have enough money for it. Can you give me another $100, which mom did? It doesn't set any kind of understanding as to, we can't afford these clothes. Like, if you're making $1 million a year, you want to buy a $400 pair of sneakers, go for it. But, you know, he could have used that money. He could have bought three or four pairs of sneakers for what he paid for one.
Three or four? Whoa, I could have got six or seven out of
Raymond
those, man.
Raymond would tell you that his sneakers should never cost more than $50.
$60. $60 is my limit. If I go to 75, they better be a special, special pair of sneakers. And I'm using a coupon on it. So it's not going to, it might cost the rest of the world 75. For me, no, forget it. I can't do it. If I got $400 sneakers, Anna, I'm buying them to go to a business meeting.
So yeah. I've been battling this in my head ever since I got your email because I see both sides perfectly clear. And I know as a girl, the first time I got a designer pocketbook, it was a big deal, right? And I have that bag to this day. And I think like, oh, one day my girls are going to want their first bag and it's something that they have and they hold on to. But to me, it's like, well, they hold value and it's something you could have forever. These are something that he's going to grow out of. But I know that there's a lot of sneakerheads out there that would argue with me that these also will hold value. And it's just not something I understand right now.
I just don't. How old is your son?
He's 11.
I just don't know. Does an 11-year-old know to take good enough care of them?
There's
right?
no world. There's
right?
no world.
Right. I mean, right. You're too busy being a kid. You're going to beat him up. And
but
there goes the value.
It's his money. I mean, it's his money. I don't know. Let's see what the audience has to say. They may agree with you, Jane. It was his money. And if that's what he wanted to spend the money on, then, you know, he did it. And he has to learn that that's how it works. But they may see your side too, Henry. It's your job as parents to say no sometimes. And maybe this was a good opportunity to teach him about how sometimes you just don't spend money frivolously.
Right.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
I don't know. I think about that first Coach bag I ever got when I was like 16 years old and how I cherished it. And I still have it because it was such a big deal. But this, I don't know. It might be different. What do you think? Our text line is so divided right now, Raven. So Henry and Jane have an 11-year-old son. He's been saving his birthday money and his Christmas money. He had $300. He wants a pair of Yeezys. They got him. $400. Mom bought them. She put in the extra $100 because she was going to buy him a new pair of sneakers anyway, right? Dad says, I cannot believe you let him spend this money.
I mean, when you were a kid, I just remember going through sneakers like crazy. And I had Jordans at times, and I had different Nike Air and stuff like that. And there was a certain spending limit that I still adhere to this life, to this time now. Still around $60 as an adult here, because at that point, that was how you got an expensive pair of sneakers. $60 back in the day was a lot, right? And you know what? You would just rip them up. It didn't matter if they were suede or whatever. You know, like you're going to go out and you're going to play and you're going to tear those sneakers up.
But it's
a terrible
his money.
Investment.
It's his money.
It is his money. And you know something? When I had money in my pocket younger and even as an adult, I buy stupid stuff all the time.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven?
I'm totally on the dad's side. Look, I like the tighter clothes too, but $400 for a pair of sneakers that this kid is going to be out of in no time. I think what you got to do is teach this kid the value of a dollar. And I don't think at 11 years old, he should be spending $400 on a pair of shoes.
What is the best way to teach somebody the value of a dollar? Make them dig ditches? Like, what is the way that we teach them?
No,
right?
I don't know. You got to give them an example. You got to tell them. You got to teach. You know, it's teaching them is also just by not letting them do it, right? You can't, like, you got to just know that you can't spend $400 on a pair of sneakers that you're not going to have a long term value from. Like, Anna bought a purse. Well, she still has that purse. Those sneakers, he's not going to be sitting in those sneakers in 6 months.
So by that account, we let him make the mistake.
Yeah, I guess.
Right.
I don't know. It goes back and forth. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Yeah, I'm looking at these texts. I can't believe how torn this is. Mom's side, the kid saved his money. He should be able to buy what he wants. Huh.
You know what? Let me just interject there for a moment and say the kid didn't save his money for a year to buy these Yeezys. Our Christmas was 10 seconds ago. His birthday was 10 seconds ago. He put these two lumps of money together and said, Mom, I want Yeezys. And he was short $100. He didn't save up. He didn't have a paper route for a year or two or something like that. That's not what happened.
Right. So this is what's happening with Henry and Jane. They're having a big disagreement because their 11-year-old son used his birthday money, Christmas money, just like Raven said, to buy these $400 pair of Yeezys. He had $300. Mom put in the extra $100 because she had to buy him new sneakers anyway. So she figured I was going to spend that anyway. Okay. Now, the issue is that Henry can't believe that his wife allowed their son to buy $400 sneakers. That is a complete waste of money. Like, why would you allow this? But I see both sides because it is a waste. He's going to grow out of them. He's going to trash them. Yes. But it's his money. If grandma gave him $100 for his birthday, what is the difference if she gave him that $100 or gave him a video game?
It's 100% accurate. It's his money. But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. He's a kid. You have kids. You know this. Tomorrow he's going to want something else. So now that money's gone. And guess who he's going to ask for that money? You again anyways. But and now you've got to be the tyrant to just say, well, you don't have any money, so I'm sorry, because you made this terrible decision. You think that's better than stopping them from making the terrible decision in the first place?
Yes.
I'm not convinced.
I think that's a learning experience. But what do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
I'm the mother's side. The father is 100% wrong. That kid saves the money. He deserves to buy what he wants with his money. It's a lesson learned in life. Let him buy those sneakers.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I am on the husband's side. I think it's senseless. My son did the same thing, bought his son a $300 pair of shoes. Now they're sitting in his closet because he outgrew them. So $300 down the drain, where you could get that $300 for a lot of other things instead of a ridiculous pair of sneakers.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
You know what? I guess both. I have a 14-year-old son. And I've been going through the sneaker crisis for what I can say to be about maybe 5 or 6 years. And I've spent probably thousands of dollars on useless sneakers that he wanted that I've searched all over for. I think it's hard for kids nowadays because they have to be, you know, up to date. So I get where their son is coming from. Like, boys are different. They want what everybody else wants and what's in style. But I do agree, Yeezys are hideous and they're very expensive.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Henry, our audience agreed with you today. Jane, they felt like, one, you probably should have talked to your husband first about it. And two, you know, it's a purchase that should have given him some guidance on it and probably discouraged him from doing it because it probably is a waste of money.
That
makes sense to me.
I don't know. I mean, I have a lot of people that I've spoken to about this, and they would disagree with your audience. But, hey, everybody's got an opinion, so that's why I called you guys. So thank you. I don't know what to tell him now that we already purchased them. I mean, that's like taking candy away from a baby. He's going to have a fit. What are we going to do, resell them? We're not going to get the same amount of money that we paid. So, I mean, I guess moving forward, we'll make a different decision, but it's kind of already water under the bridge. We purchased them.
Yeah, that's not the thing with the Yeezys. It's the resale market because they're all third party now. A lot of times you can't return these things.
Really? So,
yeah.
I just wonder, is it like a car? It takes 10 steps in them and it loses value? I mean, maybe it appreciates instead of depreciates. Who knows?
Maybe we should just lock them in the safe and forget about them for 2 or 3 years.
Oh, now you're talking, Dad.
Mm.
Investment.
Yeah.
All right, if you have a problem, too, send an email, couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $1,300 thanks to DoorDash. When was the last time everyone agreed on what's for dinner? Thankfully, there's something for everyone on the DoorDash app. Download the DoorDash app now to find everyone's favorite. Get more from your neighborhood. All right, I heard we got a whole carload here. Let's see. We've got Teresa, Noelle, Sia, and Abby. Did I get it, everybody?
Yes.
All right, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, everybody.
All right. But let me get Mom, whoever's in charge, on the actual phone, okay? All right. So Raven's walking out of here. When that door closes, I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'm going to bring Raven back in, ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. But if you could beat him, $1,300 today. You ready, guys?
Yay!
All right. Number one. Mary J. Blige said that she had to go on tour to pay for her divorce from former manager Kendu Isaacs. She's been dubbed the queen of what?
Queen of rap.
Number two, all 3 Blue's Clues hosts are reuniting for a Paramount Plus movie. What was the name of the OG, the first Blue's Clues host?
Dave.
Number three, today is National Drink Wine Day. The famous song lyric, "Please bring me my wine," he said. "We haven't had that spirit here since 1969. Is from what iconic song?
Billy Joel, I don't know.
Number four, the video game Uncharted is in theaters today. It stars Mark Wahlberg and the actor that is also Spider-Man. Who is that?
Tom Holland.
And number five, Kelly Clarkson has filed to legally change her name to Kelly Brianne after her divorce, saying it fits who she is now. What song did she sing when she won American Idol and it became the number one song of 2002?
Because of you.
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Ew.
All right, the whole gang, Teresa, Noelle, Sia, and Abby got two right.
Oh, that's not too good. I mean, $1,300, there's four of you. Let's see how I do.
All right, number one. Mary J. Blige says she had to go on tour to pay for her divorce from former manager Ken Do Isaacs.
It's crazy.
She's been dubbed the queen of what?
She's the queen of hip-hop soul.
Queen of hip-hop soul is correct. Number two, all three Blue's Clues hosts are reuniting for a Paramount Plus movie. What was the name of the OG, the first Blue's Clues host?
I take this guess every time as Blue's Clues. There was a guy named Steve. That's all I know.
Yes, Steve was the first guy. I mean, relax, Raven.
Never seen the show before in my life.
Number three, today is National Drink Wine Day. The famous song lyric, "Please bring me my wine." He said, "We haven't had that spirit here since 1969. Mm-hmm. Is from what iconic song?
It's Hotel California from the Eagles.
Yes. Number four, the video game Uncharted is in theaters today. It stars Mark Wahlberg and the actor that is also Spider-Man. Who is that?
Tom Holland.
Number five, Kelly Clarkson has filed to legally change her name to Kelly Brienne after her divorce, saying that it fits who she is now. What song did she sing when she won American Idol and it became the number one song of 2002?
Is that Breakaway?
No, A Moment Like This.
Oh, yes, Breakaway was the second single.
I'm okay. Sorry, ladies. Raven beat you 4-2 today. That gets you an Anna and Raven t-shirt, okay?
I mean, you'll just have to pass that shirt around, girls. Yeah, but yeah. Enjoy it. Anyways, thanks for playing.
I'm Teresa, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thanks, guys. Have a great day at school today, okay?
Better luck next time.
Bye.
Bye. All right, another $100 in the jackpot. Monday, your shot at $1,400.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.